Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good night. Wherever it is that you are, I greet you in peace, love, and light. What's good, y'all? It's the first episode of Hip Hop Graffiti. This is Ja Bliss. Little bit about myself. I'm just a visitor to this planet Earth, y'all, and I'm gonna kick it to you like this. Hip Hop Graffiti will be covering everything from history, empirical evidence, to conjecture, conspiracy, all the way up to current events, to hip hop, music industry, news, politics, religion, all types of interesting things. It's gonna be a wonderful ride of emotional roller coaster of expression of emotion and just reaction and response, really to create a conscious communication or conversation in the community, regardless if it's satirical, comedic, or serious. So be prepared. I may talk about some places, some faces, some sites, some familiar things, I might edit a few names or whatever. But if you think I'm talking about you, I probably am, you know. My life experiences are my life experiences, and I should be able to express that. And, I mean, learn from that and allow others to learn from my experiences as well. But, I mean, it might almost end up being like the dreadhead in the lobby, and we watching like Black Mystery Science Theater, and I'm just commenting on shit that we watching. At the time, you never know. It could be guest stars. We could be at various locations. Hell, I could be having you guest star on the show, and it's on Hip Hop Graffiti, and we covering what you got going on. Because like graffiti, we're going to cover every wall possible. You know what I mean? We're going to cover everything available to us that we can convey to you in a conventional manner that I think will be essential to just develop familiarity between myself and you all, you know, build a little bond. We can build a pyramid, right? Little hieroglyphs with graffiti kids, you know what I mean? Welcome to WEFUNK. We funky. I'ma funk up your ear hole. Yeah, we gonna keep it real funky. Anyway, the first episode of Hip Hop Graffiti is about changes, just changes in perspective, changes in life, changes in direction, changes in your job, changes in your community. Changes are something that are going to occur, but I really find it that I had a revelation to me the other day. Yeah, it was actually yesterday. I was listening to Anaj the Dragon, and she had her positive dragon, affirmations. And big shouts to her. It's actually Dragon Tuesday. She'll have a live stream coming up soon, and she has a channel. I think it's Anaj.com. You can check her out and all that. But her positive affirmations, it's just like when you're grateful for the smallest things sometimes, that's when you can really observe and appreciate some of the larger things in life. And I just feel gratitude for my dreams. And I feel blessed when I feel the grass and the sand between my toes. I'm grateful for the music that speaks to my heart and to my soul, as your heartbeat is the cosmic heartbeat. That boom, 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 boom. We can make a beat out of your heartbeat. I mean, it's movement, it's a vibration, it's a sound, it's a being. And we're just gonna keep it going with the changes. Like, I had to change my perspective. I'm gonna get into a little perspective change on life. I mean, it's a major change. Like, we like mobbing out. Dreadheads in the lobby like, huh, 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 huh. And we like, oh, okay, this nigga Chance is assembled. Like, it's, you know, it's a code. Everybody with dreadlocks. It's like Captain Planet. He's our hero. We're gonna fucking unite and bring pollution down to zero. Like, the car was out there. So we was in the lobby, mobbing. I'm looking for Chance. They like, he outside. I'm like, all right, first of all, why he ain't in here mobbing with us? So I step outside for a second. This nigga don't even have dreadlocks. I'm like, what the f- what? And speaking of motherfuckers from Chi-Town City, Cal Santillan, big shouts to big brother Cal Santillan holding it down out there. WPEG, I believe it's called. I'm sorry. WCGI. Oh, man. I could probably get stomped out or worse up there for that. But WCGI, the morning takeover with my big brother Cal Santillan. Somebody reach out to Kanye and tell him just to stress the importance of promoting his albums in June. That's right, albums in June. He's coming out with a solo project. He's producing Kid Cudi's project, which, again, Kid Cudi was signed to Good Music. I don't know how that's going, what's up with that. He's producing, I think, Nas's album in June. His birthday's in June, and I think he's doing Teyana Taylor's album, and that might come out in June as well. I just don't know. So that whole free thought shit, like, it's, love is free, but you know what I mean, like, this light right here you about to catch, like, nigga, what, you motherfucker. Kanye shrug on your own motherfucking shit. You a oxymoron. You a walking fucking oxymoron. Literally popping them pills got you being a fucking moron. You talking about slavery was a choice. Over 100 million were lost just at sea. Even if they don't have the empirical evidence to back up some of the claims that they have, even if we've been blackbirded and we really Native Americans or we Aboriginal people and they're just making up a story or a tale, to say that something where people were being burned at the stake, mutilated, raped, tortured, hung, beaten, to say that some shit like that was a fucking choice, you better fucking choose wisely what the fuck you say. Peace to Queen Mother Dr. Dolores Blakely, Queen Mother. She's the Queen Mother of hip hop. She's the Queen Mother of what I would say reparations, man. Because right now, like, y'all just don't understand what the fuck is going on, man. Like, this nigga's crazy. And for, you know, the backlash to be about what fucking Kanye said and about how can Kanye say this shit. Y'all ain't motherfucking suffer no backlash and ain't said no shit about the fucking slave owners, slave masters, and corporations that have benefited off of this fucking free labor. Y'all ain't mad at them. You mad at Kanye for making you talk about what the fuck Kanye said, but you ain't mad about the content and what you talking about. You ain't directing the fucking anger and actual frustration in the direction that it should be towards. So if you really want to build and organize, Queen Mother Dr. Dolores Blakely, she was recently on the Vice News episode. I think it's called The Slave Detective of the South. Check it out on Vice News. I think they got it on, it's for the free on the on YouTube, but it's available on HBO, HBO Now, HBO Go. Shit, and all that, yo, I'm gonna go ahead and end this. We had 9 minutes and we could keep going and keep flowing like the ocean. I told you I'm on the tidal wave. I should be on this shit with Jay-Z. I'm sipping potion. Not really, but we're about to get out of here for today. I may post a bit later and go from there. But I hope you all are having an amazing day. A wonderful day. Continue to smile out here. Be beautiful. And be the positive image or you know, just be the person that you would want to encounter on your day. Just keep spreading that love, y'all. Peace, love, and light. This is Ja Bliss, and this has been Hip Hop Graffiti. Catch us the next time when we cover this or we cover that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. We out.